This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shrutaj Anand and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Tuesday, that is 30th of June. Well, D Street raised most of the gains ahead of PM address. Nifty 50 managed to hold on to that 10,300 levels, while Sensex also closed with minor cuts. Well, what really happened in today's trading session? Well, weak global queues and rise in cases of COVID-19 across the globe capped the upside for Indian markets. In fact, Sensex paired most of the intraday gains and closed in the red, while Nifty 50 managed to hold above 10,300 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex fell 45 points to close at 34,900. Well, the Nifty 50 ended 10 points lower at 10,302. Now, weak global queues as well as extension of lockdown in certain states weighed on sentiment. Going forward, Nifty 50 has to hold above 10,333 for upside to continue towards 10,400 and 10,500 levels. Now, in spite of trading positive for most part of the day, the benchmark indices gave up most of the gains and ended flat with a negative bias. Now, the markets were impacted by uncertainties surrounding the PM address to the nation. That's what most experts told Money Control. Irrespective of this, many Indian cities are extending their lockdown in the face of unabated growth in virus infections, which has added to the uncertainty surrounding economic recovery. The market direction for Wednesday may be largely be guided by the content of the PM address and global cues, most experts added. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in auto, consumer discretionary, FMCG, banks and capital goods stocks, while profit taking was visible in oil and gas, energy, telecom and healthcare stocks. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index was down by 0.14% and the small-cap index closed with losses of 0.7%. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Britannia Industries, ICICI Bank, Nestle India and Shree Cement. While in terms of losers, Sun Pharma, Power Grid, IOC and BPCL were the top Nifty losers. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the auto index rose 1%, followed by the consumer discretionary index that was up 0.19% and the FMC index was up by 0.18%. Now, selling pressure was seen in the oil and gas index that fell 1.5%, followed by the energy index that was down 1.3%, and the telecom index closed 1.2% lower. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like PFC, SAIL, ACC, Tata Steel, SBI Life, and Petronet LNG. While long buildup was seen in stocks like BEL, Jindal Steel, Balkrishna Industries, and SAIL. Short buildup was seen in stocks like Petronet LNG, HPCL, and Ashok Leyland. More than 100 stocks on the BSE hit their fresh 52-week high. That includes names like AstraZeneca, Aarti Drugs, S-Quartz, Tata Communication, and Best Agro Life. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, shares of Glenmark Pharma fell 3% after global brokerage firm CLSA downgraded the stock to sell after Q4 earnings. Shares of state-owned HUDCO, that is Housing and Urban Development Corporation, that is HUDCO, jumped 4% after the company reported a whopping 86% year-on-year growth in consolidated profit for the March quarter. Bharat Dynamics share price jumped 10% after the company reported a 149.5% surge in the net profit to 309 crores in Q4 FY20. Now, Steel Strip Wheels share price jumped about 3% after the company has bagged a fresh exports order. Tata Steel share price rose by about 2% after the company reported its March quarter earnings. Dabur India closed moderate gains after rising 1.8% intraday after Motilal Oswal upgraded the stock to buy. Emami surged around about 6% despite the company reported a 58% year-on-year decline in consolidated profit for the March quarter. Let's also understand how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. In fact, it closed below 5 days exponential moving average. Now, the index has been moving in a rising channel on the daily charts, and it has been moving in the range of 10,200 to 10,400 levels for the last four trading sessions, where dips are being bought, but follow-up is totally missing. Now, most experts feel that the index has to hold above 10,333 zone to witness any up move towards 10,400 and then towards 10,555. While on the downside, immediate support is seen at 10,200 and 10,180 levels. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.